Sometimes there is a major fight in the home. What should we do?
A wise man would refuse to quarrel even if someone gave him 1,000,000 rupees, and yet here people quarrel without getting paid. If that is not foolishness, what is it? Lord Mahavir had to walk 60 miles to estranged areas in order to fulfill his karmas at the hands of primitive people. But today, you fortunate people do not have to venture out of your homes to settle your karmas. How fortunate you are! All this quarreling is very beneficial for settling your karmas, provided you know how to conduct yourself. Give advice or your opinions only if someone in the household asks. The Lord has said that to give advice without being asked is egotistical. A husband asks his wife where to stack the water glasses and she tells him. But instead, he tells her that is not a good place to store the glasses and that she has no sense and starts an argument. She replies, "I don't have any sense and that is why I told you to put them there." Now you use your own sense and put them wherever you want. How can you solve these kinds of quarrels? These are all merely clashes of circumstances. These tops clash as they eat or as they wake up. These tops then become bruised and even bleed. This is all mental bleeding. Bleeding from a physical wound is preferable because you can stop it with a bandage, but you cannot put any dressing on these mental injuries. You cannot attain moksha if you insult anyone in your family or outside. Insults associated with abhorrence are very dangerous. It will surely impede your liberation. There are varying degrees of insults. One can have mild internal repulsion and internal hate, which is not apparent to others. Then there are overt, intense insults with abhorrence, which cause severe mental wounds in the person insulted. And for that, one will have to endure a lot of misery in the next life. One lady told me, she felt as if I was her father from her past life. She was very nice and very cultured. I asked her how she got along with her husband. She told me that he does not say anything. He is always calm and composed. I asked her, surely some days they must have some disagreements. She said no, but sometimes he would make a cynical comment. I understood. So I asked her what she would do when he made sarcastic comments. I asked if she would strike back at him. She replied, "No. I tell him that we are together due to the unfolding of our karmas. I am separate and you are separate. So why are you doing this? Why do you have to make sarcastic comments and what is all this about? No one is at fault here. It is the fault of the unfolding of the karmas. So instead of making sarcastic comments, why don't you settle your karmas with equanimity? Why should we clash? I have seen many women, but this is the only woman I have seen with such an elevated understanding. My inherent qualities are that of a kshatriya, that is a warrior kingly class. Instilled within me, I have the ability to protect those under me, and I do not fear taking on my superiors. This is the main quality of a kshatriya. I always protect my wife and servants who depend on me, even when they are at fault. I would not say anything to the poor man, but if it were someone above me, I would fight with them. The world generally harasses its subordinates. You idiot, are you a woman? A woman would treat a subordinate in this manner. What do you think of this? You get married, bring her home, and then you keep scolding her. What is this comparable to? It is like tying a cow to a pole and flogging her. What would happen if you were to tie her to a pole and kept hitting her? If you hit her from one side, the poor thing will go to the other side. Where will she go if she is tied up? The societal pole is such that she cannot escape. If you hit someone who is tied down, you create tremendous misery for yourself in your life to come. What if she were not tied down and then you were to hit her? That is different and it would not be as serious. If she were not tied down, then she would be able to escape. But here, she has the pressure of the society and therefore she cannot go anywhere. Otherwise, she would be long gone. Try to hit her after getting a divorce. What would happen? A real husband is one who never has any discord with his wife. Just as you would not let anything come between you and your friend, in the same manner you should do the same when dealing with her also. If you do not look out for your friend, your friendship will end. Friendship means friendship. You have to challenge her by saying, "If you break this friendship of ours, then you will be at fault. Let us live in harmony as friends." There is so much sincerity in a friendship that the friend would say, "I have a wonderful friend. He would never have a single negative thought about me." In that same manner, you cannot think badly of her either. Is she not considered more than a friend?
Dada Bhagwan na asim jai jaikar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jai jaikar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jai jaikar ho.
She will avenge you with a sledgehammer.
Now, if you both were to have an argument one night, she would have a tato, that is prolonged inner anger and turmoil. The next morning, when serving you your tea, she would deliberately slam the cup down on the table. This would tell you that she has not quite recovered from the fight the night before. That verily is the link between the argument the night before and her current state of continued sulking. Why does she continue sulking? It is because she wants you under her thumb, wrapped around her finger. If you get angry, she will know that you have become weak. But if you don't get angry, then she will try harder. If, despite her continued arguing, the husband does not get angry, then she will go into the kitchen and throw a few utensils around to make noise. Bang, bang. When he hears the noise, he will get upset. But if he does not, then at this point, she will pinch their little toddler and make him cry. Then he will get angry. "You are after our son now. Why are you bringing our son in the middle of this?" Then she will be satisfied. Aha, now he is defeated. Men forget events, whereas women will hold on to them their entire lives. Men are naive, open-minded, and forgiving. They will forget. Women, on the other hand, will keep reminding you of what you said the day of the fight. Heavens, even after 20 years, her memory is so fresh. Your son is now 20 years old, old enough to get married. Yet, she continues to hang on to that incident. Everything except for her memory will rot. When you hurt a woman, she will keep it in a special place in her heart, so never hurt her. You must be very cautious in this matter. Whenever you hurt a woman through your words, you are inviting a liability for your future. She will tolerate you for the time being because you are stronger than her. But later, when you are weak and all your joints are creaking, she will take her revenge, so watch out. I have witnessed this many times over. That is why I advise men not to fight. You fools, don't fight with your wives. Do not bind any vengeance with your wives. Otherwise, you will create grave difficulties. By their true nature, our women are like goddesses. The worldly interactions defile their true nature and they become dangerous. She has the tendency to go into an explosive rage if instigated or hurt excessively. Hence the saying, it is easy to play with and please a woman, but when she gets angry, she's a terror. When she gets angry, she's like a lioness. We men should not take things that far. We should know our limits. If you keep harassing the poor woman, where will she go? That is why she gets angry. Her response of anger varies in intensity from mild to extreme. When a woman is in an explosive rage, your intellect will not help you. Your intellect will not be able to control her. So speak to her in a manner that will not aggravate her. Keep real love in your eyes. If at any time she says the wrong things, remember that she is a woman and let it go. Have complete love in one eye, and in the other maintain a little sternness. You should live in this manner. Use the appropriate approach. You cannot be totally strict all day long. In one eye you maintain strictness, and with the other eye view her as a goddess. Do you understand?
How can you be strict in one eye and view her as a goddess in the other at the same time?
A man is capable of all that. When I was about 30 years old, whenever I came home, Hiraba would be visiting with other ladies. Not just Hiraba, but the other ladies too would see sternness as well as reverence in my eyes. The ladies would be sitting with their faces covered by the veil of their saris. But the moment I entered the house, they would stiffen up. Hiraba too would be fearful even before I entered the home. The minute she heard my footsteps, fear overcame her. Maintain strictness in one eye and love in the other. A woman cannot live without this control and love from a man. That is why Hiraba used to say, "Goodness, just look at what Dada is like."
Very hot-tempered.
Very hot-tempered. I used to maintain this always. But you don't have to scare her unnecessarily. As soon as I entered, everything became quiet. Everything cools down the instant my footsteps are heard. Why the strictness? It is to prevent her from falling in life. That is why you should have the look of control in one eye and love in the other. I am often accused of siding with the women. I am telling you to praise your wife, but that does not mean you need to do her aarti in the morning. If you do that, then she will wear and tear you down. What do I mean by this? I tell you to have sternness in one eye and love in the other eye. But don't put her on a pedestal. She does not have those qualities. Praise her in your mind.